Welcome to BizHaps, a show where entrepreneurs tell quick hit bite-sized stories from their business life that teach, entertain, and inspire us to grow. Be sure to follow us and subscribe on Apple or Spotify so you don't miss another episode. My name is Ana Gonzalez, and I'm your host. Through my work with entrepreneurs over the years, we've seen our fair share of big wins and tough losses. Sometimes they're funny, and sometimes they're painful, but they always teach us the lessons we need to learn, whether we're ready or not. This show was made to honor those little stories that help us take big steps forward. BizHaps is brought to you by Factor One. If you are an entrepreneur and want to grow your business fast, we install a simple framework that can inject quick cash into your business in as little as 7 days. And we've got a proven track record in over 30 different industries. To learn more, go to factorone.io. That's factorone.io. Today's guest is Sally Alter. Sally began writing books at 73 years of age and have now written 7 books in the past 2 years. She is mainly about, Her books are mainly about bipolar disorder, but she has since branched out into fiction and have written a novella called Shards of Glass. Sally is going to share a bit about her late bloomer. Sally, welcome to the show. Let's get into your story.
Thank you. I'm so glad you invited me.
Thank you for coming. So tell me your story.
Okay, my story. Well, you've already told some of it. So, you know, I'm a late bloomer. So really, I never thought about writing, especially writing a book, for most of my life. I just, I've wrote short stories, but never a whole book. And then I worked for, I write for Quora. I don't know if you know Quora, do you?
Yes.
Yeah. And I met a person on Quora and she said, oh, you should write a book. And so I did. I've got 17,000 followers on Quora. So
Oh, wow.
Plenty of people reading my work. Yeah, so I decided I'd write a book. And that was when I was 73. And it went down very well. It really sold a lot of copies. So I was really pleased about that. And so now I'm writing all the time. I don't stop because I'm retired and I can do that. It's very easy for me. And I've written 4 books on bipolar disorder. And I think I've written enough now on bipolar. And I've written a book of poetry and a book of loneliness. And then, as you said, Shards of Glass, which is my latest novella. I went into fiction to see how I could do it. And it's much more exciting. I really enjoy it. So I think I'll write some more fiction. I'm thinking of a sequel to Shards of Glass and see how that goes. So anyway, that's my latest story. My background is I come from London and I've traveled a lot, traveled all over the world and lived in 4 countries. So I've been around and now I live in Texas. So I've been here for 30 years. So I'm a Texan now without the accent.
That's awesome. I say the same. I'm from originally from Mexico.
Yes.
And I live in Texas and I say that I'm a Texan by choice, Mexican, because I was born there.
Right.
I love Mexico, but
yeah.
I'm a Texican now.
Texican. That's very good.
So yeah. Sally, why did you choose to write books about bipolar disorder?
Yes, I've written 4. Excuse me. The first one I wrote was How to Live with Bipolar, and that was all my answers on Quora. So I've written 800 answers on bipolar on Quora. So I picked out all my answers from there and made a book. So I put 125 questions and answers. So that was my first book. And then I wrote about 37 symptoms of bipolar depression. And then bipolar 1 disorder. And then the latest one, I'll show you that one, is the bipolar guide. I don't know if you can see that. Can you see it?
I only see the beach.
Oh, I'm showing you, but it's not working.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's called the Bipolar Guide. Oh, there we are.
Okay.
Okay.
Are they all published now?
Yes. Yes. That's all published.
What is something that you have learned about publishing your own books?
Oh, I've learned a whole lot. What I learned is all from YouTube. So
Oh, YouTube
I got all
University.
my
Cool.
information from there. Yeah. Yeah, you can ask anything you like. So that's what I've been doing. Yeah.
Okay. That's
And
awesome.
I'm a nurse by trade, but I haven't done that for years now. And I started having bipolar symptoms when I was 15, when my mother died. And so I've been bipolar all these years from 15. And I've had many ups and downs. It's been a roller coaster. So it's been an interesting ride. And if you know about bipolar, it really messes up your life and it has ruined many things for me. It ruined my schooling, my jobs, my friendships, my work and marriages. I had three marriages that didn't work. And that's how bipolar is. You know, it takes a lot out of you. And I've been ill for all my life. Now, in the last 3 years, I've found a medication that works. So I'm very happy about that. I've been 100% well. And that's how I've been able to write. So I've been very happy about that. So that's my story, really. I've just come through all these things and now I'm feeling good about myself.
That's awesome. That's awesome that you have been able to do that and that you turned your journey into books to help other people.
Yes.
That's pretty awesome. Thank you so for sharing that. So,
They gave
Sally,
me lemons, so I made lemonade.
exactly. Yes. So, Sally, who do you serve and how can those people find you?
How they can find me is on Amazon. If you go on Amazon, look up my name and all my books come out, Sally Alter. And you can go to my website, that's sallyalter.com. And my Facebook page, Sally Alter. So they're all my name, very easy to remember.
Love it. Well, that's it for today. Thanks so much to our guest, Sally Alter, for coming on and sharing her story about a late bloomer. If you've got a mishap of your own and you'd like to be on the show, go to bizhaps.com and we'll put you on the calendar. If you like this episode and want more, be sure to follow us on Apple or Spotify so you can get your daily dose. One bizhap a day keeps the burnout away. Just a quick reminder, if you're looking for help leveling up your business, go to factorone.io. See you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks for listening to BizHaps. My name is Josh Thomas, and I'm the founder of Factor One. Anna and I started this podcast because we wanted to connect with more entrepreneurs who had interesting stories to tell. We're always looking for more business owners to connect with and feature. So if you know anyone else who might have a good story or two, introduce us by sending them to bizhaps.com. And if you're running a service-based business that's looking to grow this year, let's talk about how we can slingshot you into momentum with a quick injection of cash and sales. Our clients typically see results in as little as 7 days. To learn more, go to factorone.io. That's factorone.io.